gathering of monks in a great assembly of the disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called the common appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara went to Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of Buddhism, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the lineage training wishes to follow the practices of the profound perfection of Buddhism?" Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage wish to follow the practices of the profound perfection of Buddhism should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, oppositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn or unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on, except no quality of mind, no quality of consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no privilege and death, and no exhaustion of ability to happen. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and rely by means of profound perfection. Since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain their mind. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become truly complete Buddhas that also pass the perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not necessary. Shariputra, this is how the Bodhisattva Mahasattva trained in the perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you would not, and the fact that God does the loss of his rest." The Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire body, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Sadhya. ཁྱས ཕྱས ཁྱས 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 ཁྱས
Whenever we practice Dharma or accomplish Dharma, it says, and it is important to reflect one's mind upon the two things. One is in the beginning, and one is at the end of one's practice. So, in which case we are preparing our motivations or shaping one's own mind. Mm-hmm. And so, the shaping one's mind here is for what purpose here, you know, we are actually engaging in the practice of Dhamma or listening to the teachings of the Dhamma, if we were to ask question ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different stages, varieties of the motivations of engaging in practice of Dhamma or the receiving the teachings of the Dhamma. Mm-hmm. Is the least motivation that one needs to cultivate is to benefiting one's own future lives.
Mm-hmm. So
the next, what is intermediate motivation, is to gain state of liberations by eliminating all those delusions.
바리 선바데니 라니 대화전지 문에 초시에는 던지지를 해서 인자네 라니의 지속에 타협의 선제 강가 대화되고 동행면 대화 인자네 땅에 아니 타협의 선제 타지에 되는 두비 선제 고보성이 되게 받다 타고와 제국도 아니 대의치 등의 주식의 인세에 대해 아니 바리 야쇼 토쇼 로 바리 선바데로 와서
The best or the supreme among all those three motivations, which is the third stages of motivation, is to not only just to gain a state of liberation for oneself or the one's own happiness, but one's sole purpose of engaging in the practice of the Dhamma or the listening to the teachings of the Dhamma is to gain complete state of enlightenment for the sake of entire sentient being. That is the supreme motivations among all the motivations.
The so you know, also the cause of going also get something any Sumba Terawa, Insane, Taibi Sanji Tanji, and the Dubi Sanji Komotobi Chieda, and any Tambi Chisanga in saying about the good words.
So, of all those three motivations, today at this particular time, based on teachings that we are receiving, we must cultivate the third motivation, which is the supreme motivations of all, for the sake of must attain complete state of enlightenment for the sake of all other sentient beings. It is for that purpose I'm receiving this Dharma teachings.
근데 바니 송보 때라 메시지 코드는데 랭고가를 가르베고르잖아. 숄로라 링아게 쉐바 처자에 개요 말어와. 난 쉐바 자체 땅에 들어와. 생지 봐서 이제 생 자체 땅 발에 송고도와.
So here again, when we talk about cultivating one's motivations, it is not very much emphasized on the maintenance of one's own external conduct, but rather we're emphasizing more on withdrawing one's mind within and broadening one's mind. That is what we call semke, which means the generation of mind. So we as a human being, the rough definition of human being is said to be, something that we can express a word and one can understand the meaning of the word that has been expressed. So that is the rough definition of what is called human being.
Mm-hmm. 변화라는
So according to Lamrim, when we talk about something that can be something that we can express a word and then understands the meaning of that word, it's not really referring to an individual who is only purpose is to benefit oneself within this lifetime alone, but rather here mashi dongwa, which means one can express the word, one can speak the word, and then able to understand the meaning of that word. It's really referring to someone who can bring a benefit upon all other sentient beings, not only for oneself. So at this point, we exist as a human beings, but we are actually endowed with all those favorable conditions of engaging in practice of Dhamma. We encounter a guru to whom one can rely upon to receive the teachings of the Dhamma, and then we have the Dhamma, the subject matter which is that the subject that we are undertaking, we are practicing or we're studying right now, is really authentic. So in this sense, we really need to think about how much the fortunate condition or the favorable condition that we are endowed with.
Mune chi nobu rani ji lapa ne de thabo je bar sen sung de mune to ne re do as la da.
So it is said when the jewel is within one's on the palm of one's hand, it is our duty to make good use of it and take care of it.
In na in sa ne ni danda pa lang so ye ji me ro nga so ye gar sa gor da de ma de ge chare na kan je ju bu tam ba sa je me che ma na ki kan so na ki ge nin de ge ji nyang le pyo de shong wa ji che ne ni ta ye be sa je tang ji de 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 wa nyong wa se ro nga so tan da nga ro so ki pa ta na ya pe ta sa ngone de ni shu ji je wa sa da je ba sa na nga so chi je ge me du da lo ji ko ro na me du la se yang ji ju bu tam ba sa je me che ba de ngone du yinsa na nga ro wa de na ge ji che je chon na che ma ro ro bo ji che ne nga so mi pa de se je ge yin da sa.
So let's, at this point, let's reflect our mind upon by visualizing those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions, by thinking about their qualities and their achievements or their accomplishment. And there have been a lot of beings, the countless beings, as vast as the stars in the skies, have achieved the supreme state of enlightenment. And so, though at this point of time we are unable to have a vivid, we are unable to see those great beings or Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions, but there are many of that, something that we cannot see it, but still, so think about, all of them have gained such a state of enlightenment, such a state, heightened states. May I too follow their footsteps to gain their, to accomplish what have been accomplished by those beings. So let's take some time and reflect upon one's mind on this.
Dumba tubi ombu ngusun jidi ki ji ndiyundu la rani yoyo sangi chi rani ki pama la suba nyamu taye ba yoyo sangi le jie da ni misi ki tsuwa jie yoyo yoyo sangi.
So let's, meditate by focusing one's mind, by visualizing the Buddha Shakyamuni in front of oneself, in person, and an actual person, and then you yourself is again surrounded by all the mother sentient beings. So let's take some time on this. So, the subject matter of this text is what we call Jangchu Lamrim, which is the stages of the path to enlightenment. Is taught, and so which is the only the light or the lamp for the path to enlightenment.
So you mean passive roa, send you me ba roa, send you me passive totala, any carere, any ta.
So our darkness of our mind, in order to dispel the darkness of our mind, then we need to, again, have some kind of light that, dispels the darkness of one's mind, which is the wisdom that, illuminates and dispels the darkness of one's mind. So if we were to go through the explanation of what is meant by Buddha, if there are vast explanations, something that is beyond our thoughts, or immeasurable explanation is given. However, if we were to give the brief explanation, the most condensed explanation of what is meant by Buddha is this individual who is actually overcome entire delusions of mental afflictions, and whose mind is totally free from that is said to be enlightened beings, and someone whose mind is tainted with these delusions and mental afflictions is said to be ascension beings. One who is a skillful means of dispelling one's own, darkness of one's mind is the teachings or the subject that we are dealing with today, which is the teaching that is given by the Buddha himself to the sharp faculty or the advanced level of students who are the Mahayana students. So it is transmitted from Buddha Shakyamuni to the Maitreya Buddha and Manjushri and Nagarjuna, Asangas and so on. So then it is then transmitted to Adishya Divamkara Shirijana, who is invited by the Tibetan monarch by giving up their own lives, their bodies, resources, and so on. They invited this precious teacher, Adishya Divamkara Shirijana, from whom the Tibetan, this Lamrim lineage is started. So this is, one really take great delight and think that one is so fortunate to be able to encounter such a precious Dharma, which is Lamrim Chimu, which is the great stages of the path to enlightenment. And because why I say this is so precious is because, yes, there have been a lot of Buddhist doctrines or the treaties and teachings that are presented in India at that time. However, when Adishya Divamkara Shirijana, when he gave these teachings to the he composed this Changshu Lamrim or Lamdun in Tibet, and later on he sent back to India, and it is again exposed to all the Indian pundits, and when they come to went through those teachings of the Changshu Lamdun, then they said it is such a marvelous teaching that Adishya Divamkara Shirijana has given in Tibet. When he was here, we never thought that he will give such a teachings. So it was in the beginning when Adisha was invited to Tibet, and the Tibetans who invited Adisha to Tibet, they actually promised that Adisha will be back, you know, in certain time, and they made some promise, you know, bringing him back to India in certain amount, certain period of time. However, when Adisha was, you know, on the process of coming back to his to India, there had been some, you know, battles going on in on the border, so he wasn't been able to go back. And then he spent most of his, you know, later part of his life time in Tibet. And however, the Indian pandits were very pleased because why they were very pleased is because they already received the precious teachings that he had given in Tibet. So that's Lamrim Chemo, which is the great deities or the stages to the path to enlightenment, is the actual commentary of the Adisha's lamp for path to enlightenment again, Jiangju Lamrim. And so this commentary again, it is not only, you know, commentated by Lama Tsongkhapa himself, but his commentary is very much based upon the blessings from all those deities and his gurus. In fact, it is to say that Lama Tsongkhapa was, you know, he actually received the teachings and have a, you know, dialogue with the Manjushri very often. So that's why I say it's the very, very precious teachings that we are receiving. So there's no such a teachings, you know, superior than Lamrim Chemo, which is the text that we are dealing with today. We are dealing here, and although it says Samadipa, which is Guhya Samaja, the practice of Guhya Samaja Tantra, is said to be supreme among all the practice. However, whatever that we could see and we could learn in the Lamrim cannot be found in Samadipa. So therefore, all the Guhya Samaja texts. So therefore, I say it's really, really precious. And then also, we find a lot of explanations in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by the Shantideva. But still, it cannot cover, it is covered in Lamrim Chemo. So given this teaching, it's very you know, authentic, the teachings of Lamrim. And then also, so then since this is a very authentic teachings that we are receiving, so now again, it is important from our part, the teacher and also the students who are receiving the teachings, must at least, you know, cultivate bodhicitta, and one's mind must, you know, conjoined with the generation of bodhicitta. With this, then one receives the teachings. So Rinpoche is going through the stages, the stages of this, the parts that you have actually started from the Lamrim, from the beginning of Lamrim. So I'm sorry I couldn't follow that to Rinpoche right now, but however at this particular time we are dealing with taking refuge in taking refuge again here. We're right now at this particular time dealing with the the benefits of taking refuge in three jewels. Think about ourselves at this time. We have we are totally under the domination of karma and afflictions, in which case we are not free ourselves from those delusions and karma. We're in such a difficult stage that we're unable to free oneself, and we're unable to gain a freedom or independence. So in order to achieve such a state, then we need to rely upon someone who can actually elevate ourselves from that existence. So I'm not going to repeat all this. It's taking time, and rather I'll just continue from last time's the chapter.
So
it is now we are just reading through the text, okay? And it says, you will accomplish everything you wish. In other words, you will fulfill your wish. So, if one takes refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart, then one can accomplish everything that one wishes. So then it said, if before undertaking religious activities, you make offering to the three jewels, go for refuge, and then pray to succeed, you will easily accomplish it. So it is a custom of all the sublime beings, prior to engaging in their religious activities or religious practice, first they make offering to the three jewels.
tenda chenpo chi duwa la ni de kanje chi chushu chi shawa chi ngepa ti chegre la da.
So it is a you know Tibetan custom to accomplish something, in order to accomplish something, you know, prior to engaging in pursuit of one's own accomplishment, and Tibetan will actually undertake some very, you know, profound spiritual activities.
Although
they may not have such an authentic, you know, practice of taking refuge in Chijul, yet at the same time, they are able to actually follow the footsteps of those sublime beings.
So having
made an offering to the three jewels, and then whatever the activities that I am undertaking, you know, we all, you know, I entrust my entire activities to the three jewels. So it is interesting, one's spiritual quest, you know, whatever it is, you know, I entrust three jewels, and it is, you know, it really, you know, makes some differences, you know, when you have such an interest, you know, you're just entrusting your entire spiritual quest to the three jewels. So it is a, we have a Tibetan saying, you know, one must not put one's entire hope to human beings, but rather one must petition to the deities. Because we human beings, if we put a lot of, you know, hopes on human beings, we are, as we mentioned earlier, under the domination of those afflictions. And they're always, we are bound to have, you know, some shortcomings. So therefore, you know, it is better if we always, you know, petition oneself to the deities. So we really don't have to think about a lot of reasonings of practicing Dhamma. You know, it is simply that we receive benefit out of it. That is, you know, our purpose of practicing Dhamma, an explanation, you know, brief explanation on Dhamma, practicing Dhamma. So, but if having taken refuge, if one takes refuge in three jewels, then you will quickly achieve state of Buddhahood. Then it says you will quickly achieve Buddhahood, and the sutra requested by the line that it says, this is one of the sutra, it's a quotation from one of the sutra. Through faith, you overcome a lack of leisure, and thus one who obtains a special kind of leisure encounters the refuge and train in the special path will achieve Buddhahood without delay. Each day recall the benefits in above manner. Then you go for refuge three times during the day and three times during the night. So it is one thing if one really have, you know, faith in rituals, and then you always, you will totally become, your mind will totally become engaged with that, you know, taking refuge in rituals. Let's take an example of our mundane existence or the mundane beings. Here, when some individual whose mind is totally attached or who actually become really attached to one particular object, and so your mind will totally become, your mind will totally, you know, focus on that particular object that is something really desirable for oneself, and one will always focus on that. We will not able to take even a fraction of, you know, from that particular object one's mind. So this is, you know, this is the experience that we all have.
So
it is because of this authentic faith to rituals, then one will have a strong, you know, one is able to then focus within oneself by saying that I have encountered such a precious human rebirth. And with having this, you know, human rebirth endowed with leisure and fortune, I must not make, I must not waste it, and I must take refuge in rituals from the depth of my heart. Once you take it, and one must actually again must be convinced by seeing the unfallibility of the blessings of the rituals. So this is such a immaculate, opportunity, or such a wonderful opportunity that we encounter, one as a who is taking refuge, and an object of refuge is an authentic object of refuge, who are the three jewels. And so since I've encountered such an opportunity, such a precious opportunity, and rare and precious opportunity, I must not waste this time and make good use of it. So then it says, maintain your refuge and do not forsake the three jewels, even in jest or if it costs you your life.
So the Gemashi Vitandala Roa, Kunchu Song, the Jo Jingi, Japan, and Nambasanja Badavina, and so the Gemashi Vitanda, Chinchela, Kunchu Sopan, and Higumaris Nodua.
So if one has considered oneself as the practitioners of the Buddhas, Buddha Dharma, and became oneself as a Buddhist, and one must not forsake those three jewels, taking refuge in three jewels, even whatever the activities one may, undertake, such as laughing and so on.
lu dan so dan long she ne de mi za wa je wan je yes de da ge she de kun jo tan na ne se ro kin de dong ge ju ma che ban jo yi she ro yes ju la bo chang jo ma dong ngo wan yang de yang yang she dan sha xin yes she ge zo de she de yang jo dong yi ci ma wo ma ya wo sa wo de bo de lin sen ji
so let's go through the you know the text again inevitably you will lose your body, life, and resources. But if you forsake the three jewels for the sake of this, you will suffer continuously throughout many lives. And thus you should repeatedly vow that whatever happens, you will not forsake your refuge, not even mounting the words in jest.
Mm-hmm.
所以,江州上去了,见了,用处,江州东岸省的,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处,用处 heart and one of, you know, so again, there's a possibility that one may decline whatever the, you know, one's practice of refuge. There's a great, you know, danger of going through this degenerations of taking refuge in individuals. And so what it happens, it might happen because of one's own, you know, body, life, and resources, and so on. With regard to these three things, one may forsake, you know, one may, it may become a condition for forsaking taking refuge in three jewel.
The Shivuji no de res, or the Karides, and Matsuji pen a Pumba de la Chajana, ne Pumba de Yelu, Pumba de la Nebbi, so Pumba de la Longe, Yelonshe, Matsu, Chi, Kanjelo.
So it is totally wrong if we then forsake our, you know, taking refuge in individual's practice of refuge with regard to one's own, you know, body, life, and resources. You know, speaking about those phenomena, such as one's body or the aggregates, pungbo, aggregates, and the one's life, which is dependent, which is contingent upon this aggregates, and one's resources, and whether or not, you know, those are, you know, all those phenomena are subject to decay. It may last for like 50 to 60 years. After that, they will no longer, you know, at the same position, or this, you know, it will go through a decay. So it is totally wrong if one really forsakes one's refuge by, you know, refuge by, just by, you know, thinking about someone who's helping you for one, only this this present life alone. Because when we talk about taking refuge in individuals, you know, taking refuge in Buddha, is, you know, from the time that you have taken refuge to the Buddha until you gain the state of enlightenment, it will always, you know, one is always benefited out of this.
Mm-hmm. Labadu Cherong Yiludon Longshu Yitandala Kunchu Lon Shayati Yin Dipasani Jiwa Jimia and Cheranla Dong Yangore Sarawa.
So moreover, you know, if one forsakes taking refuge in individuals for the sake of one's own body, one's, you know, life and resources, then one will accumulate more negativities or negative karmas. Thus, one will go through unendable or unceasing sort of suffering in the future.
Mm-hmm.
소소 깽에 간듯이 태어나 르 농구 민생의 당자 제시오 송도와.
So one must, you know, make a, you know, firm commitment of not forsaking one's practice of taking refuge in spirituals. Whatever happens, doesn't matter whatever it happens, I will never forsake a practice of taking refuge in spirituals. This is the firm pledge that we need to make. So not even by joking, you know, one must not say that I will let go of taking refuge in spirituals. So then we're going to the text again. Former teachers have said that there is a precept that you should practice going for refuge to the Tathagatas of whichever directions you are going in. I have not seen a source of this.
So what you're saying here is, you know, I have not seen a source of this. It is
by Lama Tsongkhapa actually, because by saying that wherever you go, you know, you take refuge in, you know, different directions, taking refuge in the different deities based upon, you know, deities of the respective directions, such as, you know, if one is going towards eastern directions, one take refuge in Vajrasattvas, Dojisampa. If one is going to the southern direction, one take refuge in Ratnasambhava and so on. So there are some explanations taking refuge in spiritual, or may find this kind of explanations. But here Lama Tsongkhapa said he hasn't seen that. So we don't have to do that, you know, when we are going to the different directions, then you take in a, you know, you take refuge in the different deities or the different, you know, Buddhas, the Buddha five, one of the five Buddha families and so on. But rather, you know, wherever one goes, you know, one must always think that there's a refuge who has actually gained the complete state of enlightenment there. So this is what we need to think. So when one gains a state of enlightenment, you know, then there's no difference in terms of nature of all the enlightened beings. So we cannot really say that the eastern, you know, Tathagatas is not the Tathagata of Western, well, Western Tathagata, or and so on and so forth. So all of this, all of those enlightened beings, they are oneness in terms of its, their nature. So then it says, I presented the six general precepts in accordance with how they appear in the commentaries, the Adisha's commentary on the difficult point. It says, as a difficult point of the lamp for path to enlightenment. The first three of the spiritual precepts are explained in the suttas. The other three is Vimala Mitra's six aspects of the going for refuge.
Jirumuji Timu Mai Nanjiroa. Jirumuji Timu Mai Nanjit but Ben Kun Simbush Vigil at then Madura. Lama Yason does attend Jin Madua. Yana Kadam de Lama so Jonji Dangre, Yana Jaga, he pinned with Jonji Kundu Gurmado. Any Chidang Yatajisavan, he didn't jambe and the men of Mitchinjereta. Kuntu some Manchavat, Jaga, he pinned with Kundu Mado, Ranson of Jin Nagmadua.
So Lama Tsongkhapa's, the way he actually composed texts or they give it teachings of the Dharma, as he has such a unique feature that the way in which he actually presents the teachings is he always, not only you know decided by himself, you know whatever the teachings that he may be presenting, but rather he will always you know trace the source of the teachings to the teachings that is given by the great Indian masters.
Mm-hmm. Jitin Jambeyan Laya Toma Toma Tombo Tabadala any Jitin Jambeyan La Lama Uma Pajipa Kijus on the Chichenamato Katu Jitin Kaze Jiromuchi Jitin Jambeyan Katu to the Kandishu Mendua Umi Tawatsi Binakala.
So here, you know, let's hear a brief story about the Lama Tsongkhapa's accomplishment of his Umetawa, which means the perfect view, perfect view of Madhyamaka, or the perfect view of the middle way. And so, initially, when Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, consult Manjushri, it was very difficult for the Lama Tsongkhapa to understand what the Manjushri is actually saying. But rather, he Lama Tsongkhapa can only understood whatever the Manjushri had said through the translation of Lama Umapa.
Tendrigi nego del umi yitawa de saushin tawa de rezon de ni juru mochen yin jin ta na ta mechen bi chu jen de ro mechen bi ta jin no gogum de ta gare che gore son yin de ni ni ta da son ba de ni chuna sin de jen nya shu ni jaga gi pen lu ji jong la ten shu son do.
So, in fact, Lama Tsongkhapa had asked Manjushri by saying that whatever the teachings that you have given me, it's very hard for me to understand because it's really profound and very subtle. It's very hard for me to understand. So, in response to that, you know, Manjushri had said that so whatever the teachings that I'm giving right now, you just take a note, and then by taking these notes, you can then rely this, you know, to rely this, you know, you can relate this, whatever the note that you have taken is to the texts that are written by the great pandits or the great masters of the India.
Ani jaga hi pendu da mombon du ti no ye karala ten gor sene ashidi roa ni gombol du cheba do ni paden dawata bejon na ten shos paden dawa traba de ani chede ni ne gombol du yo umi tawa de ani zambulen la ten pe tanda la sangjin de jawa shen jo jire inji miji paden dawata bejon la ten shos ta song song do.
So then the Manjushri had said, among all those you know treaties or the writings of the great Indian masters, and I would suggest you to rely more on the treaties or the great you know teachings or treaties that is composed by the Nagarjunas, and particularly of the Chandrakritis, you know, writings, Chandrakritis, because Chandrakriti is the one who actually composed the commentaries of the teachings of the Nagarjunas. It is said that Chandrakriti is actually, you know, appears to this, Chandrakriti emerged to this world to write the commentaries of the teachings of the Nagarjunas.
Mm-hmm. Habat Jeromaji Konoji, Jongroji, Ansian Songrewa, Jeromaji Konosona, any Jonla Shorewa, the Rapa Jil Simba Majes, any Zani Jindu Chenisheta with Jonas Rapa de the Inni Shorewa Simba Majes, Kinla Shit Jesus and Konoji Hazasona Salat.
So, His Holiness always said by, you know, quoting what the Jirumichi has said.
Again and again, you know,
by saying that one must not really contend by studying of, you know, going to a partial studies of the Buddha Dhamma, but rather one must always try one's best to go through the studies or studies of entire teachings of the Dhamma. That's what it says. So here, when we talk about Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa was not a, you know, Gelugpa, you know, in the initially, but rather he went through all the studies. He encompasses entire teachings of the Buddha Dhamma, whatever the Buddha Dhamma that exists in Tibet at that time. And because Gelugpa or the Ganden Monastery has established only the latter part of his life, so prior to that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa has given a teachings to the innumerable students. So all of those teachings that he has presented is entire teachings, not a partial, the teachings, you know, teachings, you know, partial teachings of the Dhamma.
Chita gelupa sama galupa sarwa gaden gomba jani jeni chi gombi me de chulu chile ta ne ma chonjo re ma to ko mi se ma dawa chika ma ro.
So gelupa which actually, you know,
sa chai mi gaden la galupa chita te chi chi jo de gelupa ro.
So it is in, you know, actually it is known as galupa, which is the garden, the place where the Ganden Monastery was established, and it is a Ganden tradition, Gelugpa, which means the Ganden traditions. It emerged a very late, in a later part of Lama Tsongkhapa's life.
Tanga sundu sreda. Tangi ma loji loji loda sebo pe sebo do. Ni nanga katole de yang ja sa nan jigum do. Ro chu chi chen na ma han chi da ko lo ge jire da yang ge ja sa na yang lo de gum do sala da.
So I'll just go through the readings of the text, and so let's, you know, try to cover all. So I'll just by reading through it, because I don't feel really comfortable if I, you know, skip some. I don't want to skip.
Yeah, tenre songjin do arwa. Tijin peche rani ye tijin cha chen gwangyen jin na yang ji deri yang tebe ko de yang sambal de zhe men dao de wo dang yang swa sa ba che so de mo ne yu gu du sen de wa.
So it is to say that, you know, we will have a different experience and different feelings, although that you may have received these teachings, the same teachings of such as Lamrim and so on, received at one time. And then next time when you again, if you repeat the same teachings, you are receiving the same teachings, then you will have, again, different feelings. So this, you know, that it is possible that we may have a different, that kind of feelings. So if we encounter some hardships, you know, we'll not react with aversion, but rather one can think about the rationale behind. So this is the tradition of Kadampa Lamas or Kadampa Masters,
how to train
one's mind.
타히지 땅고로 당가서 내 단지 마히 땅고로 와 남주 배제 땅네.
So when we encounter some difficulty, then we need to find some skillful means to overcome that the difficulties. And so we as a human beings, as we talked earlier, that who understand the meaning of the word, so we can think about and we can find a solution to any problems that we may encounter. I'll go through the reading of text again. So this is how we need to do again. Let's go through the reading of this text. It says, an image versus the discarded scrap of yellow cloth, out of faith and belief, consider it to be the teacher. Do not mistakenly deny anything he has said. Rather, place it on the crown of your head. View pure and impure persons as though they were noble. As I mentioned earlier, that when we train, when we are training one's mind, training one's mind is to examine one's own mind, you know, to undergo a critical scrutiny of what's happening, what's going on within one's mind. That is the most important. This is how we really train or to learn one's own mind. And so therefore, having taken refuge in three jewels, if one come across with the image of the Buddha, regardless of the material, you know, status of that particular image, one must, you know, with great respect and one must have great respect and reverence. And similarly, you know, having taken refuge in Dharma, even when one come across with the word of the Buddha of the Dharma, and one, you know, must have great respect and reverence. And similarly, when one come across with even the piece of cloth, yellow clothes, and one must have consider this as actually a sangha, and have a great respect and reverence.
Pena kadamba lama tsuki sunje la rani yo la chuma ton rongye me sangye ye ni chi masa songu songe ro.
So one must always maintain a humble position at all time. It is, in other words, one must look at one as the lowest. There is no other phenomena than water below oneself. This is how we really have to look at oneself.
The children of which the Nihia Sona, so so you talk on the wood, so so you might see.
So again, you know, when I say that, you know, we're not really, you know, jeopardizing your, you know, self-esteem, and you know, and so on. So we must not think in that way. So if we were to maintain such a humble position of oneself, then once it will really enable us to develop love and compassion that can pervade, you know, towards all other sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. So
So the way we are, you know, maintaining such a humble position is by finding the downfalls, by finding the shortcoming of those delusions. And it is, you know, because of the shortcoming of the delusions, then one actually is one's maintenance of one's humbleness, humble position, is to applying a direct antidote towards those delusions. So next, we'll again continue to read our text, Lamrim text. With respect to the precepts drawn from the compendium of determination, the sayings of the Gampava states, Nusurva did not teach this precept of going for refuge, but he had received them together from Gampava. They appear in the presentation of the stages of the path transmitted from the Gampava through Lumbava.
Pena kadang Gampava de chiri ngaso kadang lani ba kadang jumba kadang menga ba chiri tate chwa madu tere tanda kama ba ye son diro wa tanda ngaso ge changdu hwaja ge khung yi long de ni theu su ba da kama ba ni ye ni Gampava le jine ni sen ba yin ni tegi juba lo khung to san lo de ni kadang ni kasa lumba wa ji ni yu jo le se kan ji kadang bi jong lo khung to sa ke che de de ma ji na chwa ma du ju tu ni
it is actually, you know, we were, you know, tracing the source of this, you know, text or the taking refuge part, you know, by tracing all of those, you know, Kadamba masters, starting from Kamapa, Gampava, and so on, and then finally to the Lumbava. So now, next question says, how contravening these precepts cause weakening and forsaking of your refuge?
Kachi susi loja tombo sundang, and jin to chandro dance, so gishayam metonwanda, kunchu chupa des, tudangena chandro tongwanda la sundu.
So then some assert that if you violate six of the precepts, the first three special precepts plus the precepts of constantly going for refuge. So what he's really saying here is, having taken refuge in three jewels, particularly, you know, in the beginning, having taken refuge in Buddha, and what we need to abandon. So what we are not allowed to, you know, rely upon a certain object as a refuge, having taken refuge in Buddha, is it's forbidden. If one's taken refuge in Buddha, it is then forbidden. One must forbid from taking refuge in other mundane deities or the worldly deities for the purpose of benefiting one's own future life.
Mm-hmm.
Having taken refuge in Dharma, then one must refrain from harming other sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
So having taken refuge in the Sangha, then one must not be a friend or a company of the someone who rejects the you know the law of causalities and residuals and so on. So this is those are the things that we need to abandon or we need to eliminate having taken refuge in residuals. So again here when we talk about one must not rely upon those, is what I'm saying here is one must not rely upon those beings as a refuge, as the ultimate source of one's refuge, or having taking a consideration of this individual will benefit for your future lifetimes. This is how we know what I'm saying, you know, we must not rely upon that. But one can rely upon those for one's own, purpose, you know, for one's own relationship and so on. So again, some assert that if they violate the six precepts, the first three spiritual precepts plus the precepts of constantly going for refuge, not for seeking refuge even for the sake of your life. So the previously we spoke about what need to be abandoned having taken refuge in three jewels. Now the next three that we are focusing on, what need to be accomplished, what need to be done by taking refuge, having taken refuge in three jewels. So first, when one has taken refuge in Buddha, and one must have a consideration of even the pictures of the Buddha as an actual Buddha. Mm-hmm. One must have a respect and reverence. So one must again have a great respect and reverence having taken refuge in Dharma, even one syllable, the syllable na, which is one of the alphabets of
Tibetan.
So the Tibetan, letters, sometimes we find in a lot of different places. But someone who is, again, there are people who really feel uncomfortable by seeing those letters and, discarding everywhere. So there's some reason why they have this kind of feelings. So then having taken refuge in Sangha, so one must have a respect and reverence even in a piece of the cloth, the yellow clothes. Again, I'm not saying that you must have a consideration of this yellow cloth as a Sangha, but someone who is wearing that color are all considered as a Sangha. Other include the last three special precepts and assert the contravention of nine precepts constitute forsaking refuge. The contravention of the remaining precepts weakens your refuge. And it says, however, an actual forsaking of the refuge means that you have contravened the precepts, not for sacrifice, even for the sake of your life.
다가지 리소 이던데 소이시야 마토네나 제가 근처 동심마도 제가 단단한 계체에서는 그 생각에 맞으러 가 근처 동빈스라 그러라는 거죠. 니엣 알라사르라데 추송에 가는
So for the sake of your life here again is you know what is saying what is you know suggesting here is even when someone with a knife and pointing out to you and if you are not If you do not forsake the taking refuge in Tijol, and I'll bet you your neck, then, you know, we might give up Tijol rather than one's neck. So I'm not sure about you guys, but for me, I will let go of Tijol. In a way that I am kind of deceiving the person because, you know, when we talk about, you know, forsaking three jewels, it must be from one's mind. So it had happened in Tibet, for example, and some you know sometime you know when the different monarch emerges in Tibet, and they impose some rules by saying that you must kill all the beings who are actually wearing red clothes. And that had happened, and then also there had been a lot of destructions and declination of the Buddha Dhamma in Tibet by the under the Chinese communist regime. However, the Buddha's the doctrines of the Buddha still exist. Why? Because the existence of doctrine really doesn't really contingent upon the external means, but rather internal means.
Mm-hmm. 양로회다 대제의 군초 손 마당양원사 대다도 민튜비 뜸발라 소바 손라 인진시나 제데 메파오단 가신사 저를 로마키와 똥라 손도 대다 마저나 더바단 가와상 똥주 민바 센소 손도 대르다
So then it says similarly even if you do not forsake the three jewels if you follow both them and teachers, teachings and community that are contrary to them, you contravene the precepts, not to acknowledge other refuges. So if you have again doubt or by cultivating a thought that even the mundane deities or the divine mundane deities or the worldly deities can protect us from, you know, or protect us or to benefit us in our future lives. And you are actually in some sense that you are considering and taking refuge in those mundane deities that will again forsake your practice of refuge. So you don't entrust which indicates that you are not entrusting the three jewels. So, just, you know, not having respect and reverence towards those, you know, objects such as we talked about earlier, that the yellow piece of yellow clothes and so on, will not forsake your practice of taking refuge in Tijols. Yes, it actually contrary. You know, it become a contradictory to the advice of the taking refuge in Tijol, but it will not forsake the taking refuge in Tijol.
Teta na ngasundu, jo sundu ane sanje je tembalan jubi go chenpo yin shin, Jandro Tsitam Yuba Yona, to Peter Shuala, Temba Yimbe, Shedanagi Pachiji Mizuata, Intenji Chebana, Jelashi, Nyankawa, Konekondo Pivan Jewe, Nashibatan Chibatan, Yente, Jemba Sujugoni, Josu Zonshin, Tei, Lozale, Mandawa, Beba, Ned Chewo, something.
So then, since you are not fully entrusting yourself to the refuge and you have forsaken it, I think that if these two do not occur and other contravention of the precepts are just contravention but not cause of forsaking refuge, this being the case, going for refuge is the main door to the Buddha's teachings. If you go for refuge in a way that transcends mere words, then you will not be defeated by the outer and inner obstacles. For you are relying upon the highest power, since good qualities develop easily and deteriorate with the difficulty, they can also continue to increase. Therefore, it's extremely important, as previously explained, to uphold the refuge by means of fearing suffering, recalling the good qualities of the refuge, and so forth. And to make an effort not to transgress the precepts.
Godevandwa ani namba sanjeba yime khata garsana khyuji la kunsho sonle chondo nanda yeme la tagare sida gochenbo yin sin tichiro.
So what it really says here is whether or not one is a practitioner of the Buddha Dhamma is really determined by whether or not one has taken refuge in three jewels.
So one's
practice when taking refuge in Trijul must be not mere word by saying I take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, but rather from the depth of one's heart. One entrusts one's, entire one's spiritual quest to the three jewels, and if you have this, if you maintain this kind of practice of taking refuge in three jewels, then none of those obstacles, such as inner and outer obstacles, will bring a harm upon oneself.
Mm-hmm. Tendui chondo ye semba te ye sunne bachin jogu mare nga khas ko so la yin ni nga su pebe no so la ke lan ram da ta ya re chi ya ta gu mare
so I mentioned last time because if you take refuge from the depth of one's heart, then you don't really need those protection threads, those protection cords. All the Tibetans have those.
Ani lo jong che la wa lo jong che ba de me je ba ta yin de se na lo
jong so then it is easy to accomplish one's positive qualities, or one easy to study particular of the Buddha Dharma.
Any ma jipa da tepa singe de kadu ni teni ngo manje ba chondo yonsa yo mare ro ani kwa cha da cheta ji dong he je na si sa ne ni tele xian na je ani tele jo bi jo si yu ni tele jo tu yin de yang ge kun chu ge yin de zhen ba ni bo de me na chondo yon me wa deni jembi gone ani kadi na hojal manda wa chene ani beba che go de xin de ge chong bo de song do wa.
So to take refuge in three jewel, authentically is, one must first to make sure that you have a fear of all those the sufferings of the samsara, particularly of the lower realms. And then one has a strong wish to free oneself from this bondage and this existence. And then one generates a great faith to three jewels by reflecting one's mind upon the qualities of the three jewels. So then it says, thus when you generate fear through mindfulness of death, and the thought that after the death you will be reborn in the miserable realms, the refuge that protects you from this is the three jewels, and you uphold them as your refuge and do not contravene their precepts. So you may ask caution by saying that if I take refuge in schedules, how can I be protected by means of taking refuge in
schedules?
So to answer these questions, you can find very clearly, you know, explained in the text, so if you can properly read through it. So then it says, nonetheless, again, here the question is, how do the refuge protect you? So here the reply is, I, the Tathagata, the teacher, reveal to you the path that stops the pains of existence. You must follow it. So the pains of existence, where you are referring to the pains of samsara, the pains of samsara, or the suffering of samsara, and the path that stops the pains of the existence is referring to the wisdom realizing selfness of phenomena, or the selfness of a person. And if we follow this path, then this will really undermine the, you know, pains of suffering or the suffering of existence. So if this is the case, then it is not much benefit to me. You might, you know, have this kind of feeling within you. So it's not very meaningful for me to, you know, take my time in study. So we really need to put in effort to gain the result, right? Because in order to have a result, we have to accumulate causes and conditions. Without causes and conditions, the result will not appear. The result will not accomplished. So it is in the sutra, it says, someone's sin or the negativity cannot be cleansed by the water, and sufferings cannot be washed or cleansed by the water, and someone's delusions cannot be taken by the hand of the Buddha himself. But now, how can those beings be protected or the free from samsara or the suffering is by the teachings of the suchness or the thusness.
Jite khoro yo daro pe gege kase mug kase keda chambo yana la thotu rani ji kale ma jana yeden jae mewa.
So it is really common to understand, because if the students will not make an effort to study and there's no result, will be accomplished. So, in brief, it is entirely depend upon oneself. So thus the Buddha is the one who teaches refuge, and the community assists you in accomplishing refuge, but the real refuge is the jewel of teaching.
So yenten shure san drupi toba yi kone kone che shubha sunwa nan joke, tele jen lobo tun juwa ni mino sta che sar.
Because once you have attained it, you are liberated from fear. With regard to this, the ultimate teaching jewel is defined as being the special fulfillment of the gradual increase of the two things. The beginning, the practitioner's elimination of the mere portion of faults and his or her knowledge that brings about a mere portion of good qualities. This is not something that appears advantageously. So then it says at this point, the classification of the virtue and non-virtues, as well as their effects. So then you must make it your practice properly, cast aside non-virtues and adopt virtues. This is how the way of Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings. Whenever he complete one chapter of the teachings, there will be advice which is advice is followed after the chapter. So if you are interested, I would suggest you to make a mark or that you can highlight so that you can read again and again, so this will really help you. I just went through the readings of the text, just because I wanted to complete this chapter. So I must apologize because I haven't been able to give you a time for questions and answers. I apologize for that. So let's do the meditation by cultivating this motivations from the beginningless to up until now. Myself and all other sentient beings are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, and all of those sufferings come into being because of not understanding the reality of Dharma. So today, I take this opportunity to understand the reality of Dharma by encountering the authentic teachers, and I must engage in the practice to elevate all the sufferings of myself and other beings. To gain the state of enlightenment, I dedicate all my virtues for that. Rogan on the Shinashabashu.
kundo yado namo dange me chuje me la no chuje sado no je yude lo zone doje chaye gobo nyo do shu guru rana me dwe lo go na yando yo ཁྱི 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 Rāshī jāngsū shūgīn chau jūjī Nāmi kūsē rōdīn jīn Nāngā chīndī shūjī bādāng Lōsāng tīmbī jīmī sāsūn jī Rōyī mīsī dādū nī jūjī Rāyī kūyī shīngāzū pīndāṁ dēvā mālī jūvīnī Shīrī sīvā tīzī jāsūyī Shābī sīntī pātū tījūjī Bāyī chītā chīpā tāṁ kīntū sāmbū tīyāṁ tīshīntī Tētā kīñjī jīsī tā lōshī Gīvā tītā tāñjī rūtū ngā Tīsā shībī jāvā tāñjī jī Ngāvā kāna chūtū ngā pātī Dāgī gīvī cāvā dīgī cāng Sōngbō shīshī rōtō ngōngōng